headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em, Vivek and Stella for your 9am Zedlines. In local news on Wednesday, the Queensland Government revealed that the new 2032 Olympics Games Stadium at Victoria Park will be situated near Gilchrist Avenue. The 63,000-seat arena features shaded seating, giant digital screens and a similar shape and size to the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Once the land is transferred to the Games Independent Infrastructure and Coordination Authority on June 1st, preparatory builds will commence, despite long-standing community support to save Victoria Park. The Barabambia area of Victoria Park holds significant First Nations cultural importance, with the government commissioning of Olympic Games infrastructure marking the unfortunate reality of perceived progress over land rights. The Gilchrist Avenue location will ensure connections to existing public transport options, with the northeastern zone of the park featuring multiple spectator points. The stadium will cost $3.6 billion and is set to host both the opening and closing ceremonies alongside the athletics.
A Queensland waste company has accused Ipswich Council of political agenda after rejecting an extension on covering its wood mulching site. Court documents revealed Ipswich-based company Wood Mulching Industries took issue with the council's decision and claimed approval would have led to timely reduction of odorous waste streams. VMI's original plan was to enclose their processing facility in Swanbank over a three-year time period after the community has been clear that odor impacts must be minimized. A recent health inquiry into the impacts of odors from the waste industry in Swanbank and New Chum area found they were impacting residents' respiratory, ear, nose, throat, neurological, gastrointestinal, skin and mental health. Ipswich Mayor Teresa Harding voted against the extension, alongside four from seven other councillors. This extension was too long for residents who expect composting operators to enclose odorous facilities in line with Queensland government regulations, Councillor Harding said earlier this month.
And in national news, an $88 million sue from Carl Sanderlands to radio network ARN is currently doing rounds of legal and media circles. Following the catastrophic falling out between radio shock jocks Carl and Jackie O, their former radio network ARN, Sanderlands has been a public figure for decades, so there is ample material on the public record to assess his capacity and appetite for full-scale trial in this sue. Whether Sanderlands will sue is a running question for the ARN. The court has scheduled its first cage management hearing for 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. There is much at stake for the publicly listed ARN, survival, for two of the biggest radio stars in the country, their careers, and for the commercial radio industry more broadly, significant questions about workplace and content standards. Sanderlands released a statement on March 10th showing he has enormous emotions tied up in this matter and he considers ARN has betrayed him. What led to this point? On February 20 this year, Sanderlands berated Henderson on air, accusing her of being off with the fairies, insufficiently focused on her job and obsessed with horoscopes. Henderson was reduced to tears and then renamed off-air for several days. On March 3rd, ARN issued a statement to Australian Stock Exchange saying it had terminated Henderson's contract because she had informed ARN she was no longer able to work with Sanderlands and that it was an unsafe environment. On March 20th, Sanderlands' lawyers filed action in the Federal Court of Australia, accusing ARN of unconscionable conduct and asserting the termination was invalid.
And a recent investigation has revealed a secondary effect of the US's military action in Iran, highlighting that the end of the culturally dominant petrol-run vehicle, inciting the electric vehicle age. The current choking of the Strait of Hormuz has resulted in significantly higher oil costs, rendering petrol unaffordable for millions of Australians. Public opinion weight is currently shifting towards electric vehicles, with research revealing energy availability and pricing play a role in Australian choice, with Google Trends data revealing three times as many Australians searched for EVs in March compared to February. Data presented a warning to car manufacturers who have decided to scale back from investments in EVs, although data shows that the political climate tends to bear more weight than environmental concerns. New technology historically reaches a tipping point before being adopted by a critical mass of public support, with EV sales noting a 95% increase from 2025 to February 2026. As Australian oil prices continue to run unprecedented price surges amongst unpredictable and ongoing Iranian wars, EV benefits are becoming more normalised and recognised by the public. And in international news, Russia has begun its spring offensive attacks to break through Ukraine's frontline defences, leaving at least 6 people killed over Monday night and into Tuesday throughout multiple cities. Russia fired a barrage of almost 400 long-range drones, alongside cruise and ballistic missiles, with a daylight attack targeting Ukrainian capital Kiev. A second daylight attack hit a residential apartment block in Lviv, near the Polish border, injuring 13 people and setting fire to a UNESCO World Heritage Site, St. Andrew's Church. The recent Iranian conflict has diverted attention from the Ukraine war, with US brokered talks bringing no reprise nor ceasefire announcement. Russia currently occupies 20% of Ukrainian territory and gears with historically larger and more frequent offences following harsh winter temperatures. Despite the ongoing concerns of military action, Ukraine remains hopeful, with soldiers stating that the front line is tense but not critical. Ukrainian units repelled initial assaults, destroying Russian advancements, with drones enabling forces to fend off ground attacks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with a expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in Highgate Hill, Handmade Naturals has you covered.